Carl, thank you. The Small Firms Association has awarded its National Small Business Award to Megazyme International. It's a biotechnology company based in Bray. It develops analytical kits for industry and it employs 34 people. Meanwhile, the PwC Dockland Innovation Awards were held last night and the winner was Ronan Clark, who's the CEO of Smart Wall Paint.
In half of last year, and we've a simple product. It turns any surface into a whiteboard. So in an office environment, the whole wall becomes a whiteboard or the whole room becomes a whiteboard. And, you know, it really helps people get involved in meetings, get involved in the education process. So, you know, it creates an engaging space.
What's your market for this product? Is it educational establishments like schools or is it a wider market?
It's certainly, I suppose, the primary market is, you know, is business. It's about 70% business, corporates, SMEs and 30% education. So that's university, school. We ship on a daily basis to the likes of Australia, Canada, wider Europe, UK.
How did you come up with this idea? It's a very specific type of product. Where did you spot the market opening?
So, my background is construction industry, and back in 2007 we had a client who was looking for a whiteboard solution, and they were planning to cover all the walls in the meeting room with whiteboards, and it kind of looked ridiculous with the joints and everything like that, and that's really where the idea came from, and it took a couple of years to germinate.
Ronan Clark of Smart Wall Paint. Now, today is International Women's Day and there are a host of studies out on the strides or lack of in getting more women into senior business position. All the studies reach varying conclusions. One of them is from Grant Thornton. One of its partners, Sinead Donovan, is here. Sinead, your study concludes that we've actually regressed in the past few years. What criteria did you use and what did you find?
Yes, Brian. The Grant Thornton International Survey surveys over 3,500 companies, and in Ireland in particular, it surveyed 100 companies, both listed and private. And what we have found is that our standing of having women in senior business has fallen from 2009 to 21% this year. We have not any evidential reason as to why, but we are surmising that it really is down to the economy, and that is mirrored with all other European countries where there is recessionary.
So we're not unique in this position. It is happening across the board.
Happening across the Eurozone. In the emerging markets, such like the BRIC countries in China and Brazil, there is huge increase in the amount of women on senior positions and in boards. So it's very much a divide.
And when you say the recession may be a factor, how does that impact?
I think there's probably two factors. One, in any sort of challenging environment, there is a perception that it is the less risky route to promote men to senior positions, with the obvious maternity issue. And then number two, I think women are just unfortunately being forced to maybe take a step out of the workforce in the current environment. And I think that's backed up by maybe some of the Eurostat figures that came out yesterday as well. And they're taking a step into part-time work.
The obvious question is what can be done? Political parties have gone down the road of introducing quotas with penalties if they don't reach them. Is it time for something similar in business?
For board representation, unfortunately, I think it is maybe time to look at that. Personally, I've always been against quotas because I think it is potentially seen as a negative for women. But I think we could be debating this topic in 10 years' time if we don't do kickstart the initiative. So I would like to see the debate on quotas being opened up and ensuring that we back that up with good, strong, robust, ethical women sitting at the board of directors' tables, which will not be a problem in Ireland.
Would more flexible working options be a practical solution to this?
I think flexible working, what our report has found is that there is no correlation between the countries that have a high degree of flexible working and the success of women in senior positions. However, flexible working undoubtedly acts as a touch point or a touchstone for those years where maybe women have to take a step back in their career. I think that's an important touch point because it then allows them to step back in and really gear up to get to the senior positions. So I think there is a place for it. I don't think we can rely too heavily on it, but there is a place for flexible working.
Okay, Sinead Donovan of Grant Thornton, thank you for that. On the currencies this morning, the euro is trading at just under $1.31 and just over 87 pence sterling.
Brian, thank you for that. It's almost 4 minutes to 8.